Jason Swigart back here. We continue with the AAA of Oregon post-game show, keeping life going. And that's been the one of the mantras of head coach Shante Leggins, who joins us now. And for this team, through the learning process, just keep going. And that's what this team did tonight. An outstanding shooting night for this group, led by Tyler Robertson, a 31-point triple-double. I know you've been with him now for a number of years, and always knew he's capable of a performance like this.
No, he played great. I mean, he did exactly what we wanted at, all the way up until the very end when he got his turnover. You know, he was playing dang near a perfect game, you know. But he did everything for us tonight. Again, Mike got a little banged up a little bit, you know, just precautionary, making sure he's good. But T-Rob stepped up to the plate and was a great teammate, was a great leader tonight, did a lot of good things for our team. And, you know, I've seen this in him a long time. You know, he's more of a facilitator, finding guys, making shots. But he had a terrific night tonight. Did a lot of things that a lot of people just can't do. You know, he played point, he played post, he guarded the point, he guarded the post, and that's the kind of effort and second efforts you see from him a lot of the times. And I think the guys followed along, and it was a fun environment. This crowd was unbelievable tonight. We're building this thing special, and we have a lot of special young men on this team. But this crowd tonight was a lot of fun.
Well, we've talked about some of the head-scratching shooting performances of this team earlier on. We see them every day in practice knocking everything down. You knew there was going to be a night at some point when everybody was knocking them down. That was tonight. 14 of 20, 70% from three-point range. You shoot 61% overall. Good to see Christian Scholand follow up his game with another solid performance.
Yeah, doing everything we ask. You know, he gets 5 blocks. He has 7 rebounds, you know. Didn't have a lot of offensive rebounds tonight. Didn't miss a lot of shots. They did a good job of also making shots and playing well. They played really good. This is the second game they played good back to back. So you got to give that team a lot of credit. They came out here and played hard, especially after a hard fought loss they just had. But you know, you're watching Christian just grow. You know, he's growing as a player, growing as a listener, and just going out and enjoying himself. You know, he's playing. He's not thinking as much. I just tell him to go rebound, and he does. And so he's been a great addition right now in this part of the season. And you see the shooting numbers because we're getting a lot of things on the inside. We're posting up. We're getting our guards to post up. We're getting our wings to post up. And so teams got to help inside now. And now you're seeing the three-point shooting. We're getting some great looks. So they're not rushed. They're not at the end of the clock. You see the ball movement. 22 assists tonight. That's a season high. 12 turnovers is okay. You want to keep it to 10 or below. But, you know, you look at your team and you're very excited about what you're seeing right now. But at the same time, you got to do a better job of, you know, taking away some of these other team's strengths. You know, we're still getting better. We're still doing a lot of things that really is making us win games. But if we want to be in that top half and we want to fight for this championship come tournament time, we got to do the little things a little bit better.
And with Mike there, took a shot to the back. So you said precautionary. Christian stepped up. The other player that stepped up, not knowing what you were going to get from him, was Matias Fedosatovic. It was only 3 minutes, but it was a big 3 minutes. 7 points, a couple of rebounds for him, a couple of fouls. But overall, boy, if you can start to bottle up little 3-4 minute stretches for Matias when starters need a breather or you need a little boost of energy, certainly will help this team.
Yeah, Matias was coming back, you know, before he had to go home to handle a family issue. He was playing great basketball. He was getting downhill. He was shooting. He was doing everything what we wanted. He was playing defense. You know, I thought he'd give us a little jolt today just because of, you know, he's flying back and not even thinking about too much anything and just got in and played. You know, I could have went with somebody else. But, you know, you just think about him, and I wanted him to feel a little joy today, and he came in and played, you know. And, you know, missing a couple of things, getting back, and he's probably jet-lagged to death, you know. And so he came in and played huge. He hit a three. You know, I was subbing him out because he got beat. He hit a three. Then I took out Christian. Then he hit another shot. Then I had to take Christian back. And so he saved us for a couple of minutes and did a good job there of making us understand, you know, you got to be ready when your number's called, even if you don't think your number's going to be called.
Well, that was a crucial time because Christian had picked up his fourth foul, and I know you were trying to play that game of saving him as many minutes as you could and watching him run back and forth in front of us. And so now this team back-to-back wins for the first time this season, going all the way back to November in San Antonio, trying to build some momentum. 3 more in a row at home, and you get them right, you know, back into this rhythm that we've seen. 4 games in 8 days. Bushnell, thanks to Bushnell for stepping up at the last minute.
Yeah.
So you guys could get a game here. It doesn't look like Santa Clara or BYU is going to get rescheduled at this point. So just the importance of this team coming together, playing good basketball, having the opportunity to get right back out there.
Yeah, you know, you're watching these things and you want to play games. You know, your team wants to play games. Players want to play. I'm pretty sure if it's in the player's hand, they'd want to play games. And so, you know, I'm a player. I want to be a player. I wish I could still play, but I'm a coach and I want to play every game we possibly can. Last year, teams were begging to play games. They were doing anything they could to play games. Now they're not playing games when they are scheduled on the schedule. So it is what it is. You got to take any game that's in front of you. I want to thank Bushnell for coming out. That's awesome by them. We're trying to get more games. We want our home fans to see this team play. Our young men deserve it. You know, some teams may need a road win because they lost at home today. So that's just how life is. You know, you need road wins to balance out the Ken Palm stuff. And so it's not happening. But you know, we're going to get teams in here that want to play. We're going to play the best we could possibly play and play any team that's in front of us and go from there. It doesn't matter who it's against. We got to get better every game. And you know, we got Bushnell coming in here. They got some good players. It's going to be fun to see our guys get up. We're going to get some of the younger guys in. But you know, it's a good time, man. It's on the schedule. We've done it all season long, and I just, you know, it's one of those things where you're kind of pissed off about it, excuse my language, but you just got to move on, and our guys, you know, just want to play games, and I want them to play games, and it's college basketball, it's college athletics. That's what they're here to do. They're not here to sneak in games when you don't have to play them.
Well, it was another outstanding effort, and it's fun to really watch this team start to see the light bulb go off, not individually, but as a group. They are able to now start trusting one another, start understanding the philosophy. We saw Chris Austin, who had a great game here against San Francisco offensively, and now tonight, you know, teams were focusing on him a little bit. Wasn't his night, but he continued out there, came up with a couple of big plays when they needed it. He had that great turnover down here that he turned into a layup to help close things out. And on any given night, you've got 4, 5, 6 guys that can be the guy.
That's basketball, man. And then they're starting to understand and believe. You know, everyone wants to touch the sugar, everyone wants to shoot it. So when the ball moves, we're a better team, and they're getting used to playing with each other, they're getting used to doing certain things, and that's just life. You know, it's they haven't been around each other that long, and so when you're seeing teams that you've played against and you're playing against, and they've been together for a long time, and they got fifth year seniors that they've been playing together for the last 3-4 years, and our team comes out here and plays a game like that, you're really excited about it. And so, you know, we got to keep getting better, we got to keep doing things to push our program forward, to push our program forward, and we just got to keep, you know, building this thing. And it's a great place to be, and you know, I love it here, and it's just, we just keep getting better, and that's a lot of fun. But now we just can't, you know, as they say, you know, let the success get to your head. You got to keep getting better.
Well, we love watching them get better. Thanks for stopping by. T-Rob's patiently waiting over here to get some more pub.
Hey, one thing, I just want to give a huge shout out to our baseball team tonight. They were huge tonight in the crowd. Our students were here. We had some churros, passed out some t-shirts. It was an unbelievable student section tonight, and then the baseball team just topped it off with just their energy, and we'll be at the baseball games, buy some season tickets for them. It's going to be fun to watch them. I really like baseball. My Dodgers aren't very good all the time, but come out and watch them, support. You'll see us there. But yeah, that was huge tonight. I just love the baseball team and their coaching staff. Thanks for stepping up and being here for us. Go Pilots.
There you go, head coach Shante Leggins. Congratulations on the win. We'll get T-Rob over here and get some thoughts on his night as he sits down with us here on the post-game show. Whoops, don't want to trip over that cord. He is our Alaska Airlines player of the game. You just get more for less, and you gave more tonight. I'm sure you've seen your line already, but for those that missed it, 31 points, 11 rebounds, 11 assists, couple of steals. Perfect from three, perfect from the line, 8 of 13 overall. Congratulations on an outstanding night.
I appreciate it. It was a lot of fun to have the home crowd involved. We knew that we had to bounce back after our loss at home against San Francisco and then St. Mary's before that. So, no, it was a fun environment to play in front of, and we hope to see them back again in our next game too.
And this team now starting to work your way back up the conference overall record, back over 500. Was there something back before maybe the San Francisco game that clicked maybe in practice where you guys started to really see it and come together as a group, understanding out on the floor, that it just took a while for it to get to this point? Or has it been something that's just been gradual from the start of the season?
No, I think it's definitely been gradual since the start of the season. You look at the last time we played LMU at their place, and we look like a completely different team than we did tonight. But we having a brand new team, having 15 new guys, we grow every single game. And then this is just another way to show that we have grown even in conference too. I think we shot 3 of 23 against them from 3 last game. I think we shot it over 50% tonight. So I think
70%, 14 to 20.
I think you just see that, like, the more and more we play together, the more and more fun it is for us. Having the crowd get involved, it's a fun atmosphere here, and it's good to kind of see that after the last few years it's been in Portland. And we're just excited to be a part of it and glad we can put on for the community and the school.
Well, now you're up to 4-6 in conference. You're even in the loss column with San Diego. They're going to be here in a couple of days, but 3 more in a row at home, and now you get in this rhythm of kind of practice, prepare, play a game. I would imagine that's a bit more fun for you than having to sit out and wait and delays and schedule changes, now knowing it's a quick run to Vegas.
No, for sure. I mean, I would rather play a lot of games than do a lot of practices, and I think every player is almost the same way. So having those games close together is a lot of fun. And we're just going to grow every single game and know that each game we just got to worry about ourselves and go 1-0 in each game from here on out. And I think we'll put ourselves in a good spot come Vegas to make a little run.
And now a little bit more even support. Christian Scholin again with Mike, his back getting tweaked there at the end of the first half. He backed up that huge game in San Francisco. And this is the type of consistent performance, 15 points, 7 rebounds, 5 block shots. You know, you don't expect him to have 23 and 18 every night, but to do 15-7, a couple of block shots, a steal is something. Boy, if you can count on that, that certainly adds a different element to this group.
No, he's got unbelievable talent, and I think he's really starting to piece it together. The coaches get on him, we get on him, but we know that we're doing that just to get him better. We're not doing it as a personal attack to him. We just want to see the best that he can do. And he's got all the attributes to go really far when it comes to Basel. And it's just exciting to see him kind of grow into himself and grow into his role in this team.
I know you're tight with Mike, your former teammate, coming down here. How's he doing? Backs are so touchy. You never know what it's going to take. And certainly he's a big part, and he's going to be needed when you get to Vegas. What did he say in the locker room? How's he?
I think he's just got to get treatment and just keep on working it day by day. It's a day-by-day thing. He actually told me this morning he woke up and felt pretty good, and all it takes is a little hit for him with what he's got going on. But he's a tough dude. He plays through a lot of stuff. I know at Eastern he played on a high ankle sprain for 3-4 weeks to finish off the season. He's a tough dude, and I love playing with him. So not having him out on the court, it's tough, but, I mean, you see how excited he was for everyone.
Yep.
When we're knocking down shots on the bench. It's that energy that each and every guy brings that's exciting. We're just going to make sure we do everything that we can to help him out, as well as him helping himself out.
So now a little hitch in the schedule. Santa Clara backed out of their game, so Bushnell coming up, an NAIA school, so somebody that obviously you weren't expecting to be playing here at a lower division. How do you make sure you don't get a little overconfident coming off these 2 big wins?
I think that's just another game for us to go 1-0 at home. Every game that we play, we have to look at it as if we're playing those top tier teams in the country. It's another game for us. We're going to come in locked in and focused as if it's a conference game that we need to win. We saw what happens when we took it lightly against Willamette in that first half. So we know that they're going to come out. They got nothing to lose. They're playing a school like us. They got nothing to lose. So we know that we got to come out with all that we've got and kind of put that game away early and start to get ready for our next conference game.
Well, heck of a night for you again. Our Alaska Airlines player of the game, Tyler Robertson, the second triple-double in school history. Now you and Mike, you one-upped them here tonight with 31 points, 11 rebounds, and 11 assists. Thanks for stopping by. Congratulations. Enjoy this one tonight. We'll see you on Tuesday.
Thank you very much.